Welcome to day 6 of 40 Days in the Word devotionals. Today we're going to look at Psalm 19. Get your Bible and turn to Psalm 19. We'll look at verses 7 to 11. And I've asked my good friend Vance Pittman, pastor of Hope Baptist Church in Las Vegas. If you're ever in Las Vegas, you need to visit Hope Baptist Church. It's a great church. Vance, lead us in our study of Psalm 19.
I'm Vance Pittman, the senior pastor of Hope Church in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's a great joy to be able to be with you this morning. And as we take a few moments today, I want to begin by just asking you a question. What is the reaction of your heart to the phrase, the law of God? The law of God is one of those things, if you've been a part of a church for any length of time at all, you've heard that phrase. And for many of us, it stirs up a lot of real negative emotions. You hear the law of God and you think about the word judgment, that eternal, future, impending judgment of God that's going to come based on my response to God's law. Or sometimes we think about the word punishment, the everyday, day-to-day consequences that are in my life as a result of my relationship of obedience to the law of God. Some people think about words like the taking away of freedom, that somehow the law of God is restricting me. It's confining me and it's robbing me of the joy of experiencing life as God intended it to be. And probably the word that most identify with when you think about the law of God is the word fear. For many people, that phrase stirs the emotion of fear. Fear of pleasing God. Fear of appeasing the God of the law and His holy standard for our lives. The reality is, in our country and really in much of the world, in the church, we've grossly misunderstood the law of God. You see, God's law was never given to us to rob us of the joy of living. God's law was given to us that we might fully enjoy life as God created it to be lived. Let me give you an illustration. I have 4 children. And each of my 4 children, as they've grown up, we've had different rules and regulations in our household like everybody has. But one of them that was consistent across the board for all of our kids was we live in a cul-de-sac here in Las Vegas. And as our kids would get old enough to go outside and play in the cul-de-sac, I would have that conversation with them about the boundaries, saying things like, hey, you can't go outside the yard. Or when they get a little older and start riding their bike, you can't go past this part of the cul-de-sac. And there was always this imaginary line that we would draw. Now, as a father, did I draw that line for my children because I knew that on the other side of that line, there was all this pleasure and all this joy that they were going to experience outside of our cul-de-sac? Of course not. I drew that line to protect my children. I drew that line because I knew that on the other side of that line, there was going to be traffic and there were going to be cars and the opportunity for them to experience danger and possibly even see their lives come to an end. So the boundaries that I put in place were not to rob them. They were boundaries that enabled them to really enjoy the freedom and the life that they were made to enjoy. The same is true of God's law. God didn't give us His laws to rob us. God gave us His laws to protect us and give us boundaries and parameters because He knew best how to enjoy the fullness of life that He made. In the book of Psalms, David writes about the law of God. And it's interesting because right now you're on a journey of 40 days in the Word. And this phrase, the law of God, it's used synonymously throughout the Scripture, referring to the Word of God. So many times when we read that phrase, the law of God, what it's really speaking about is the Word of God into our lives. And as David is writing in the 19th chapter of the book of Psalms, reflecting on the law of God, God's very word to us, I want you to listen to the way he describes it. It's not restrictive. It's not confining. It's not robbing of freedom. David writes with a completely different perspective, and I want you to listen to it. In the 19th chapter of the book of Psalms, beginning in verse 7, "The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true. They are righteous altogether. They are more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned. In keeping them there is great reward. As you listen to the psalmist, as you listen to the heart of David about the Word of God, listen to the words that he chooses to refer to God's law, God's Word to us. Perfect, sure, right, pure, clean, true. And then he describes it as more desirable than gold. And then he begins to describe some of the results of taking God's Word into our lives. Listen to what he says, restoring the soul. It's the idea of bringing life back, of bringing back to restoration that which has been broken. God's law is whole and it's perfect, and it brings back the life that God intended for us to have. He says it's sure. It's a word that describes a firm foundation, and then he says it makes the wise simple. It enables us to have wisdom. It enables us to grow in the wisdom of God. And the wisdom of God is simply the ability to see life from God's perspective. Through the Word of God, God begins to do a work in us and show us His very perspective on life. And we begin to be able to see life through God's perspective. He says that the precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. Meaning that as we spend time, as we digest God's Word, the prophet Jeremiah said that he found God's Word and he ate them and they became to him the joy and delight of his heart. God's Word doesn't rob us of joy and pleasure. The Bible says just the opposite. As we daily digest the Word of God, God's Word brings joy, it brings life, it brings wisdom into our very soul. And then he closes with this phrase, in keeping them, there is great reward. He describes God's Word as a treasure chest. God's Word for us is a place of great reward, of great treasure. And the picture is this. Every morning, God is waiting at the treasure chest of His Word to spend time with you. You see, God didn't give us His Word just so we could have information. God gave us His Word so that we could be intimate with Him, that we could know Him, that we could experience transformation. And every morning, God is waiting on us at the treasure chest of His Word to speak life into us. It's almost like a father who was going on a business trip, and before he left on the business trip, he wrote a letter to his son that was in college. And in writing that letter, he put it in the mail, and then the business trip came up, and it took him to the very town where his son lived. And his son went to the post office, and he got the letter, and he brought it home, and he sat down with this letter, and his dad was there in the home, and he said, "Dad, I got this letter from you." And the father said, "Oh, son, I wrote that to you. I wanted to tell you how to live life." And the father sat down on the couch with the son. And as the son read the letter, the father would stop him and say, "Now, son, this is what I meant here. This is how you live life. This is the wisdom that I want you to understand. That's the picture that I want you to have in your heart today. As you sit down with the law of God, the Word of God, let me tell you what it is. It's a letter from your father. He sat down with you to go through that letter and to point out into your life the very truth that He has for you, not to rob you, but to give you life." So today, as you read God's Word, as you continue on this journey of 40 days in the Word, and then for the rest of your life, sit down with the Word of God in a spirit of faith, knowing that God is with you to speak truth into your life. God bless you as you continue on this journey in the Word.